Welcome back to the morning show on WRCO Radio. Again, our in-studio guest today, Weston Schools. Well, they had to postpone because, for obvious reasons, school not in session today. Some of the things that we have talked about recently on the morning show, we want to make mention the community players of Southwest Wisconsin are holding their auditions for Escanaba in the Moonlight. That's tonight and tomorrow night at 6:30 in the Richland Center City Auditorium. There are parts for 5 men and 1 woman. No acting experience is necessary, and there is no singing or dancing required. Behind the scenes, people are needed as well, especially anyone who can help build a set. Performances are set for March 14th, 15th, and 16th in the Richland Center City Auditorium. For more information or for questions, you can email communityplayerswi@gmail.com or 608-538-3848. That number for community players of Southwest Wisconsin. Looking forward to seeing that Escanaba in the Moonlight. And in conjunction with that, they'll be raising money during trivia night on Saturday night. Community players at the Phoenix Center and Dave Tim organizing that as well. Several questions and several categories planned for your trivia teams. And the use of cell phones or other resources strictly forbidden. The cost to be a part of that $30 for a team of up to 6 people, and that will benefit community players. For more information, you can call 608-647-0124. The door opens at 6:15, competition at 7 on Saturday night. We move ahead to Sunday night and Making a Difference Awards. And joining us on the air live via the telephone today is Mick Cosgrove of Ameriprise Financial and the ringleader for Making a Difference for all these years. How you doing, Mick?
I'm doing well. Excuse me, Phil. Thank you. How are you doing?
Doing well. We noticed, I know you had the press release on those who will be getting awards on Sunday night, and it's quite a good list there, my friend.
It really is. I'm excited. It's as every year, you know, there's so many people that are so deserving to receive these awards, and it's very difficult, I know, for our selection committee to have to sort through those and try to narrow it down to one in each category, but the good news is there's always a backup list for another year because there's so many that just continue year after year to do great things in our community.
So you do keep those nominees from year to year then?
Yes, we move them forward about 5 or 6 years, and then after that, then we pull them back out and they get nominated again. But that way it allows someone that didn't necessarily get it this year but is still deserving, and it lets them still be in the running for another year.
Did you have a good amount of nominations this year?
We did. It was a little slow getting started. I think with the holidays, we kind of get lost in that. And then it's, oh my gosh, it's right up to the deadline. I had people, in fact, the day or 2 days later, I had someone text me and say, can I still nominate someone? It's like, oops, too late. But let's get it in there for next year. And so it's a process, and it's really important. It's one of the most important parts, I feel. It's the people in the community that actually come in contact with these people that are making a difference. We can sit, and there's those that we can obviously see on the front end, but for the most part, a lot of times, these recipients are people that are just quietly doing what they do and making a real difference in the greater Richland community.
Every year when I see the list, Mick, it's always like, wow, yeah, that fits. That's a home run, and I think you've got that in all the categories this year, don't you?
I really do. I think it's been, and that's kind of exciting to have that happen, to say, you know what, just it's perfect. Even in our new category this year, you know, we started an Employee of the Year, which is meant for someone that's just an outstanding community employee who goes to work every day, excuse me, does their job. It's a person that has a big impact on the organization they work for, but also exemplifies the ethics and integrity and just the quality of work, and they also then therefore affect the people that business is serving. And so that was a new category, and that brings our kind of completes or rounds out, I think, the different categories that we have. There's really a category for almost anything that anybody's involved in.
Employee of the Year, though, Fred Dillon from Quick Trip Downtown, anybody that's been through there, I think, would agree, wouldn't they?
That was like a no-brainer. It's one of those, like you just said, it's like, oh, sure. You never go in there with that he doesn't speak to you. He's got a smile, a good attitude. He's very helpful as far as serving you and doing his job. But always calls me by name. Have a good day. See you next time. You know, he exemplifies exactly what we were hoping to find in that award. So.
Mm-hmm. And a good example of an experienced worker that's still out there giving back to the community, right?
Yes, for sure. You know, I mean, Fred was a longtime teacher, I believe, at Ithaca.
He tried to teach me, but, you know.
Mama tried.
That's right.
Write a new song about that. We'll get that songwriter back on there.
Sure.
But, you know, so, I mean, he's served in so many different ways. And, yeah, he's, here's a guy in his 70s that is still out there making a real difference in the lives of, and that's what being part of a community is really all about. And that's why we started these awards. This will be the 13th year, so it's great to be able to have these happen every year.
Did you want to talk about any of the other award winners that'll be receiving awards on Sunday, Mick?
I think that'd be great, because one of the things now is to come out, if possible, come to the banquet and to the award ceremony and cheer these people on and make them realize just how much the community's behind them. So our business of the year, and this is, you know, a business that has a deep impact on the community through the different work and volunteerism and leadership, et cetera, this year's award winner is Chet's Feed and Seed and such, and I know they do so much with the schools and the 4-H and so on, and so it's very deserving for them, and so we're happy about that. Outstanding organization is, this is for an organization, could be formal or informal, but a group that makes a deep impact on the community through its vision and leadership to create caring, compassionate community. This year, the Simons Rec Complex will be honored with this award. So we're thrilled for the Simons. Civic Leadership Award, and this is one of those that when people hear it, it's like, oh, yeah. Goes to an employee, could be city, county, state, or other government, but someone who goes above and beyond the call of duty to enhance Richland County. And could be someone through the schools or county government or whatever. But this year, Sandy Campbell will be honored for this award. And if you've ever been to the fair or anything to do with through the extension and 4-H, you'll see that smiling face of Sandy. And so we're just very excited to have her receive this award. Nonprofit of the year, there's so many nonprofits in our county and that make this place and so many deserve recognition. But this year, the Union Youth Cadre, which is relatively new in the last couple, 3 years here, making a difference in the lives of our young people and helping them to get on track with education and just life. And so we're thrilled with that. Best Face Forward, and this is another one, when you hear it, it's like, oh, sure. It goes to a business or a commercial property owner that has improved the appearance of the building and property in the community. And this year, the award's going to Doug Muller and Muller Auto Body, and he's done a great job with his building, bringing it up into very modern and stylish and really just improved that corner. Community Stewardship Award is an individual, or could be a couple, that's made a difference in the community through inspiration, vision. They've just had a deep impact and dedication in making Richland County the center of it all. The stewardship is an ethic that kind of embodies this award. And this year, Dr. Jerry Bauer will be receiving the award, and Jerry's been involved in the food pantry and years and years of teaching at the campus. He's actually been on the selection committee. He retired last year, but from the beginning. So for 12 years, he served us in this award program. And so we're thrilled to see Jerry get this award. Emergency Responder Awards go at special recognition to individuals, either police, EMTs, or firefighters that go above and beyond. This year, there'll be two, one for the Law Enforcement of the Year, which is going to Kevin Melby. And then the EMT of the Year this year goes to Robin Pearson. And both of those gentlemen are very deserving and are involved in the community well beyond the roles that they play in making sure that we're safe. Educator of the Year, this person is someone who goes above and beyond, builds strong, caring relationships with the students, not only demonstrates knowledge of the subject, but that they can teach it effectively, and they are able to work with not only the students, but their co-workers, their co-teacher colleagues. Jamie Jones from the Richland School District is receiving this award. I've had probably just an amazing amount of number of people just comment about, you know, what a great selection. So we're happy and thrilled for Jamie to get this award. The Medical Hero Award, which is either a healthcare professional or someone who works in that field, it could be a doctor, a nurse, a CNA, it could be anybody in the support staff behind it in the lab, et cetera. The award is going this year to Dr. Robert Smith, who's been a longtime influencer and advocate for our health and our community, and so we're very happy to have Dr. Smith get that award this year. Up-and-coming Youth Award, this is like the third year, that we've had this, and this is for an 18-year-old or under that's making a difference in the community and the school, et cetera. Should be someone who puts themselves before others, demonstrated by their efforts, and this year the award is going to Ben Hipsch from the Ithaca Schools, which I think he's just done an amazing job of helping, leading and demonstrating what it means to lead in some of life's most difficult circumstances, and so we're thrilled with that. So that's the lineup for this year, and we hope that there's someone there that you might want to come out. Tickets are available. You can get tickets at Napa Auto, Ameriprise offices, or Christie Sunnyside, or you can call 604-7022. That's my number, and it will arrange to have tickets for you. They're $20. It's at the Phoenix Center. It's a really great dinner. It's chicken and roast beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, vegetables, salad. Dessert will be coming from Christie Sunnyside, so it'll be a great meal and a great opportunity to join together as a community and say thanks to these well-deserving people.
Yeah, I know each of them will probably have their own, you know, family members and things like that. But as you mentioned, it would be great to see members of the community coming out, because we're a small community. We know probably just about every one of those people that will be especially recognized this weekend, Mick.
Yes, that's so true. And that's really what makes our community so special, I think. And I'm so thankful to be in a community such as ours that does care and shows it in so many ways. So.
Indeed. Well, the program begins at 6:30. People, I guess that'll be followed by the awards ceremony. So dinner at 6:30. But if somebody wanted to just come for the awards, they can do that too, can't they?
Yes. Yeah, we would not resist that at all.
Wouldn't turn them away. All right. No. Sounds good. Wanted to ask you too about, I know the last time you were on, you were talking about some shows coming up at the City Auditorium. And I think you have one right around the corner, don't you?
We do. We have on February 15th. This will be a first time for us up there. We're bringing in a Chicago comedian. His name is Jeremy Nunes. He's called the Mayor of Comedy, and his company is Front Porch Comedy. He is really funny. We're really looking forward to it, and we've never done a stand-up comic. He's bringing another comedian with him, so there'll be two comedians. The tickets are $20. It starts at 7. There'll be, you know, 2 hours or hour and a half of nonstop comedy. I guess there'll be a break in between the two of them, but just an opportunity. You can say, hey, that's Valentine's weekend. You can say, hey, sweetheart, I'm taking you out. No fooling, no kidding around, you know, et cetera. And just have a wonderful evening of laughter. And, you know, laughter is so good for us, to, you know, health-wise, and just it's good to sit back and set aside the cares of life and have a good laugh. And he's very funny. He's very, it's not something that you have to worry about being offended. I've watched a number of his videos. So, we're hoping that this will be into just another kind of a different genre of entertainment, still live. You know, performance in the arts. It's just instead of singing, he's going to talk to, or tell us jokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I saw that, I commend you, because I think that's a great idea to kind of have a wide array of talent, and people will enjoy that. That's kind of the kickoff for your entire year then, isn't it?
It really is. We're working on it. The next month in April, or I'm sorry, in March will be the community players, and you've just mentioned that up-and-coming comedy. So they'll be in there. In April, there's a choral concert that's going to be open to the public, a big choir from, men's choir from Indiana. And then we're planning out already into next fall and through the summer months. And our goal is to, within the next month or so, have the entire year mapped out to where we'll know exactly who's coming and when. We just came off a great Christmas show with Maggie May. We had 453 people attend that show, and I think that was I don't think anybody left disappointed. She really is an entertainer, and We're already hearing from people, when are you bringing her back? So those are good comments when you get those, and you know that it's sincere. So
good problem to have when people want you to, you know, hey, when are you going to book them again? That's awesome, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We're really happy about that.
What about improvements for the auditorium? Is there a long-range goal, or, you know, what's up next there, Mick?
Well, we're working on, it's a constant, never-ending, we've been working on process. We've been working on some of the dressing rooms, getting them up to snuff. They were getting in pretty rough shape, and when you bring entertainers in and people that need to use those, it's nice for them to not feel like we've stuck them in a dark closet somewhere. And so some of the guys on the board have been busy working and painting and new flooring and so on, upgrading some lights. But the goal is to try to get the tuck pointing in the windows. That's our next big thing, and we're raising money for that. So we're constantly in that process. And so new things are happening all the time there, and they're positive, and so we're excited.
I've heard tell, too, you're kind of looking back at the past history of the auditorium and maybe doing some events and, you know, kind of commemorating, what it is to have an auditorium this old and with this much history, May.
Yes, and that's some of the nice or exciting parts of some of the new folks involved on the board is that we've got a different, not only the talents of, like, those that are able to do some minor repairs and things on the building, but also those that have the vision and the ability. And so, yeah, we've been working with, in discussion with folks from the Historical Society and different avenues and trying to bring back. We're looking at possibly doing a silent movie, which, you know, would be of the era when the thing was first opened. Just some things that will not only entertain, but also help us understand what it was like and what the process has been to get us today.
Indeed. Interesting. Always good stuff, Mick. We appreciate you joining us here today, and we'll see you at Making a Difference coming up on Sunday night. And again, we hope a lot of people will get their tickets now.
Thank you. Yes. We hope to see everyone there.
That's Mick Cosgrove joining us again, Making a Difference coming up this weekend. It is sponsored by Richland Rejuvenates and WRCO Radio, and that'll be at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall getting underway. You can show up at 5:30 on Sunday and learn more about it and honor those that will be honored this year.